is there anything that you you prepare for to begin this game, knowing that you're coming off a long road trip and the Blues are a team that has struggled early on in your hockey games to play
game? Yeah, we don't mention too much about the road trip and coming back. We've done that a few years back, but we don't re-bring that up anymore. We know the opponent. You know, they're a well-coached team. I mean, Hitch's teams are always well coached, and they defend well, and they play a heavy game. So it'll be a good game. You got to be ready for them. I don't think it really matters whether. I think that the fact that they've hit a bump in the road, I think just makes it more ornery for them. You know, so we're gonna have to be ready to play.
Martin was a career starter. Now he's moved up just to play his game. A lot of players might try to do it a little bit more.
Yeah, I think Thorpe's knows his game, has been around long enough that he's got a straight up and down game, gets pucks deep, and I don't think he's really changed much. He's just managed to find some decent chemistry with that line that's for some reason has gone quite well. You know, he hasn't changed a day though, but he plays with weight and strong in the corners, which is how he has to play. And he's playing his offside. He's done a pretty good, really good job. It's not easy to play your offside too much, you know, but he's done a good job.
Has he impressed you?
Yeah, he has impressed me, which is good. I'm happy for him. You're always happy for your players to have some success.
Do you see Jacob Trouba as having a natural ability to adjust and learn? Like, is he a student of the game as well as a talented
Yeah, player? Yeah. He's different, a little bit different the way he conducts himself, but he takes his game pretty serious. I think that he's well aware of what's happening, but the biggest attribute he has, I think, is his ability to just shake stuff off and keep moving forward. Like, for a young player, doesn't really get rattled. I think that's his biggest strength. You know, he has some bumps, but he deals with it pretty well. He's got a good game. He's played well. Like, when you look at his game, he's been a very consistent player for us, and that's also odd for young players. They go through different things, you know. Like, I've had some young players in the past, and it's usually almost every one of them's been up and down at some point. He's been fairly consistent so far.
Is that the way he is? Is he a level-headed kid?
Yeah, pretty even keel. But you don't see the consistency like that. I haven't, you know. Like, I had Shea Weber, for example, and he had ups and downs his first year. You know, he was good, and he was leading a little more time in the American League, and good and bad, you know.
Style of the way they go about the business?
Yeah, I don't know Pietrangelo very well. He's a good player, but I like Trouba. Trouba's a good player. He's a smart. He's got good hockey intellect. You know, like, I remember watching him and seeing him some stuff in junior and the world championships and stuff. And he's a smart player. Like, I watch him. The more I see him, and when you coach him every day, you start to appreciate what he does. Like, he's smart. Like, you know, on the, for example, on the point in the power play for a 19-year-old, he's heady, smart. I like him. And he's got some bite, which I like.
Well, when you see the teams that are at the top of the Western Conference, use it as a measuring stick when you play against them, or is it more, okay, we've got to have consistency in our own game and not worry about what the standings are?
Yeah, we don't worry too much about the Western Conference or all that. We know what it is. It is a different animal than the East, you know. But we kind of focus more on our game and what we have to do. The games are heavy in the West. Not that they're not in the East. It's just a little different, you know. And, like, for example, St. Louis, L.A., you know, they play that game that's a 2-1 game. It's just, you know, that you have to earn every inch of ice. There's not a lot of room, not a lot of space. They're hard games.
Going back to Pavlik tonight, did Montoya not do enough for you on Saturday night?
No, I thought Montoya was good. Pavs has been good. They're both good. I don't have any issues. There's not one reason for pulling one out, or there's no magical system there.
How much of a matchup game have you played with Steen's line?
Well, you got to pay attention to Backus's line, you know, I think. But they've got people that can hurt you in different areas too. They've got depth. And I'm not a big matchup guy, but I'll pay attention to that line. You know, I'm not a one-to-one matchup guy. Usually, I go with the two lines versus the one. If you know, but then you got to watch how things are going. Somebody else could, on some other line, can come up and bite you. And meanwhile, you're playing this match against the wrong line. You know, the Backus line is a good line. They got some. You know, that's a good line.
It's the key with this Blues defense.
Well, you know, the addition of Bouwmeester, I think, has really helped them. He lugs heavy minutes and can handle the minutes. You know, he's really helped them. I like their defense. Their defense are good. That's a good defense they've got. They can skate. They can move the puck. They get the pucks. They move it, and it's not easy playing against them. You know, they got some good forwards as well, so they got a good team.
You got a lot of secondary scoring quota on that road trip.
We did.
What you're able to do in the ice when you have more guys like that?
Well, it changes some things that, you know, what it ends up helping you. You end up going 4-2, and if you don't get the secondary scoring, you might end up being 500 or one game under, you know. So it helps you because you can start moving your lines around and doing some different things and rewarding players for good play, you know. You're doubling up a line that's going well, and, you know, so it helps you in a lot of different ways. Same with matchups. You can do some things differently with matchups as long as everybody's defending. And for the most part, our guys are pretty good defending-wise, but the secondary scoring is good. It's been good. Like, some guys have come to life a little bit, which is good.
What would you think about coaching an outdoor game here in Winnipeg?
As long as it's dead smack in the middle of January, be perfect. 35 below, be perfect. That would be fun.
Yeah.